Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. On a day when every single Indian mourned the demise of Tata Sons Chairman Emeritus Ratan Tata, Dalal Street only found it appropriate to remain in snooze mode and not have any big fluctuations on the weekly options expiry of the Nifty 50 contracts. The Nifty traded in 160-point range on Thursday but could not surpass Wednesday's high of 25,234. It closed right at the mark of 25,000. It was courtesy Kotak Mahindra Bank and HDFC Bank, which posted a session of healthy gains after declining in 7 out of the last 8 trading sessions that kept the Nifty downside in check. All eyes for Friday's trading session will be on the reaction that Wall Street has to the CPI data for September, which could potentially determine what will the Fed do in its November policy. After a very strong non-farm payrolls data has completely taken a 50 basis point rate cut off the table. On the domestic front, TCS will react to its quarterly results, which were a miss on the margin front. Revenues were in line with expectations, but most other parameters were also a marginal miss. Stocks like Anand Rathi Wealth, iRADA and Tata Elxsi will also be reacting to their results. With no significant movement on the index, levels remain the same. Wednesday's high of 25,234 will be the first level to watch out for on the index, while 25,000 mark remains the immediate level to track. After its worst week of 2024, the Nifty is absolutely flat for the ongoing week and needs a closing above 25,014 to post a weekly gain. Another important announcement came in on Thursday evening from the NSE as to comply with the latest SEBI rules. It will stop the weekly expiry of the Financial Services Index, Nifty Bank and the Nifty Midcap Index. The weekly expiry will only exist for the Nifty 50 contract starting November 20th. Meanwhile, the surge in banking stocks on Thursday ensured that the Nifty Bank emerged as the outperformer and closing above one important level of 51,500. Among the key stocks to track are TCS, iRADA, Tata Elxsi and Anand Rathi Wealth as they reported their quarterly earnings after market hours yesterday. Meanwhile, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders has backed an order worth 121 crore rupees from the Maharashtra State Power Generation Company. Oberoi Realty has approved raising up to 6,000 crore rupees via various methods. Krsna Diagnostics has signed an agreement with Sadar Hospital in Ranchi to commission, install, operate and maintain radiology services on a PPP basis. Bandhan Bank shares will also be tracked as RBI has approved the appointment of Partha Pratim Sengupta as the new MD and CEO of the bank. Lastly, Uno Minda will be in focus as the JV company Toyota Gosei Uno Minda starts commercial production at manufacturing facility at Nemirana in Rajasthan. Now looking at global cues, shares rose in Asia, sidestepping losses on Wall Street following hotter than expected core inflation that heightened the focus on the Federal Reserve's next move. Japanese and South Korean stocks opened higher while those in Australia slipped. US equity futures also hedged higher after the S&P 500 fell 0.2% and the Nasdaq 100 dropped 0.1% on Thursday. A gauge of US-listed Chinese companies advanced Thursday, echoing gains in China in the prior session, as investors shifted their focus to a key meeting on fiscal policy this weekend. Hong Kong markets are closed for a holiday on Friday. The US data released on Thursday underscored the challenge facing the Fed. Underlying US inflation rose more than forecast in September, in a sign of stalling progress in the fight to bring prices to target. Separate data showed applications for US unemployment benefits rose last week to the highest in over a year. Meanwhile, investors are also gearing up for third quarter US earnings later Friday from JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo and Bank of New York Mellon Corp. In commodities, oil edged lower, trimming some of its gains from Thursday when West Texas intermediate futures climbed 3.6% as traders awaited Israel's response to Iran's missile attack. Lastly, GIFT Nifty was lower this morning, trading at a discount of nearly 20 points from the Nifty futures Thursday close, indicating a start in the red for the Indian market. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.